The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building with your love questions. For your love questions, Rhonda in Denver writes, my parents have been married for 27 years, and my father moved out of the house before Christmas. He and my mom had a big argument, and he wants to call it quits. They've argued all of my life, so I can't imagine why he wants to leave now. My mother is expecting a miracle, but he is dead set against going back. How do I break it to her nicely that her marriage is over?
He done moved out. Mm-hmm. Well, why are you breaking it to her nicely? Listen to what you said. Your mother is praying for a miracle. Well, listen to me. Once you start praying for a miracle, you already know that the situation you in is dismal. Once you looking for a miracle, so your mama know. You ain't got to break this to her. He done moved out for Christmas. He what? Skipped mistletoe, jingle bells, eggnog, fruitcake. Damn that.
Fruitcake?
I don't want your package. I don't want nothing. Don't nobody like fruitcake. I don't know nobody like fruitcake. What is them green things that's in it? I ain't never fucking understand. What is that green stuff to be in? Why is it in here? Just fruitcake in this can. Put this back in this can and quit setting it out on the table. I ain't never seen nobody cut the fruitcake. Anyway, he didn't want none of that.
Nothing.
No. So done. He don't want your gift. He moved out for Christmas. When a man move out for Christmas, he done moved into a place. He ain't got no tree. He ain't got no lights up. All he wanted to do was have peace. You ain't got to break nothing to your mama. She know.
Mm-hmm. Tell your
be no miracle.
Tell your mama Jesus will be back before him.
Yeah.
That's
that. That's probably what happened.
All right.
That's probably a true statement.
Moving on to Anonymous in Philly. Anonymous writes, I'm in a long-distance relationship with my girl, and my girl visits me often because she flies free. She popped up on me this past weekend, and I wasn't home. She didn't call me or say a word, but she was sitting in my bed when I got home the next morning around 7 a.m. I told her I passed out drunk at my friend's house, but I had on shorts and flip-flops, and it was snowing here. She's not trying to hear my excuses. How do I get out of this one? Interesting.
Hey, dog, let me ask you a question. When you came in the house at 7 a.m. with them shorts and them flip-flops.
Snowing.
Where was you coming from? All I can say is, now, when you said you passed out at a friend's house, do you live in an apartment? Is you downstairs, upstairs? Where was you at with these shorts and these flip-flops on?
Because that sounds like walking dust.
CLO. He needs you to get him out of this one.
Well, hear what you do.
Come on. I want
to
hear it.
When you get in a situation like this, dog, listen to me. The best defense is a good offense.
Yeah.
There now you we go.
The bigger question has to be, why is you in here in my bed at 7 a.m.? That's the
big yes, flip this thing.
Yeah. And you got to make that the issue.
Like, give us some examples. He wrote to you.
So like, right now, this is days later, so what you got to do is this right here. And you know what? I've been thinking about this. And you know what? For a person to constantly disrespect my wishes and just pop in on me without telling me, that ain't what I'm really looking for. Because it just makes me think that there's some trust issues that you're having. And the fact that I can't come and go freely without having to feel like I'm constantly being checked, that's really not the type of relationship I would look at. So I want to just step back from this for a little bit.
Come on, boy.
Let you decide.
Do it.
You know, how you want to move forward in our relationship in terms of trust. Because I trust you. You come into my place and I trust you. But this type of thing right here just reeks of distrust for me. And I've done nothing to deserve this type of distrust.
Well, didn't she write the right person?
You better see L.O. up in here.
Yeah, if she's
come on, Chloe.
That's good.
Make me proud.
No.
I'm sorry automatically. I'm so sorry.
You gotta get this off you. That's why I came. And
how she get in there, though?
I wanted
to
see
the thing.
And that's because I trust you.
You're right. That's a
but
trust
But you're using
speech.
It
that's
to surprise
good.
Me. And now all of a sudden, it's a lack of trust on a person that I've showed the ultimate display of trust in by giving you a key. Now you popping up without saying. That's unbelievable to me. I just can't see myself.
You disgusted.
How do you walk out the room?
You broke up with her, didn't you?
But walk out crying, though, Jim.
My eyes.
Crying? Oh.
Look at this.
Emotion. You gotta have an emotion.
Your whole hand on your face, though.
Got to walk up.
All right. Okay. Well, Anonymous, you wrote to the right person. Take that and run with it. All right, moving on to Kenitra in Charlotte. Kenitra writes, I'm 30 years old and I've been in an open relationship for most of my adult life. My boyfriend and I do not live together, so it's fine if I have company or if he has friends over. It gets awkward, though, if I have company and he wants to stick around and watch us being intimate. I never do that to him, so why is he being like this all of a sudden? Is this jealousy or what?
What do you care? Y'all ain't got nothing. He don't want you. You in an open relationship. You just didn't know it was wide open. Yeah.
Oh, there's open.
See, so I don't. Yeah, you in an open relationship. He wants to stick around and watch. Y'all ain't got nothing. Why is he like this all of a sudden? Why is he like what? What do you have? You have no barriers in your relationship. You have no rules. Y'all just two people that see each other and can go see who you want to see. Mm-hmm. What do you have? Why is he like this? Because that's what you like. You like open relationships. Well, let's open it all the way up. Let's get this thing open. Wide open. Wide open.
In LA. Open. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.